The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Good morning and another Irish Racing Podcast here for you at William Hill, as usual, on Wednesday, August the 15th. It's Andy Holding looking at an eight-race programme for you at Gowran Park, with the highlights coming in the shape of the Hurry Harriet Stakes, their big racer of the year here at Gowran, and always well attended, in particular Aidan O'Brien and Dermot Weld, who've basically farmed this race in recent times, have both got strong representation there in that 6-10. But we've got some other good action as well. That 5.30 looks a devilishly good handicap as far as I can see. And one or two intriguing bets towards the latter part of the card as well, including one in the 7.40, which is definitely worth noting.
Race one.
We begin with a 7 furlong maiden at 4.35. Quite a few of these have already had a run under their belt and they're likely to dominate here. And of those, I think Giga White is probably the one I'd go with here. Thought he performed really nicely on debut at the Curra, and so much so he was sent off very well back, 5-2 second favourite at the Curra last time out, but he bumped into two very useful and above average colts in the shape of Guaranteed from the Bulger camp and Mount Tabora from the Aidan O'Brien stable. And even though he got beat 2.5 lengths, he was himself in turn 3 lengths clear of the rest in quite a good time figure. I actually thought that maiden was pretty good for the track. And he's taken to beat Cartes here, who was 7-4 favourite on debut at Limerick, keeping on that one pace behind Jozza. That race probably wasn't as strong, or in my opinion wasn't as strong as the one that Giga White ran in at the Curra. The other one to note is South Pacific, who is incredibly green first time out at Tipperary beyond Stab and Companion, Cape of Good Hope, so much so that it's been given a month and a half off the track just to kind of like get its thoughts together, because literally did not know what he was doing. It wouldn't surprise me if South Pacific was a good deal more competitive tonight, and he's definitely one to watch. But Giga White, for me anyway, sets the form standard, and he should be favourite.
Race 2.
On to the 5.10. Quite a wide open little nursery here, and of those that are leaping to mind, I think Face the Puck Out and Silver Service, who've clashed twice already, got every chance of dominating again. They first met back in the Curra on the 22nd of July, when Silver Service came out on top and provided Michael Morvani with yet another winner. It was very much a turnaround in fortunes next time out. Although, to be fair, there wasn't a great deal in it. You're only talking about bits and bobs at Galway in a bit of a wild finish, where it was a bit of a handicapper's rainbow when virtually the whole field finished within a couple of lengths. And Face the Puck Out did really well there to squeeze his way through and finish his race off strongly behind Rinty McGinty. Just about favourite Joseph O'Brien's chart tonight because of the draw. Drawn is still one that should, in hope, give him a good chance of hugging the rail and saving a bit of ground until they come into the home straight. But there is only like a fag paper between these two, and you throw in one or two others who've got fairly persuasive claims, such as Dandy Bell, who could be an interesting candidate first time out for the Richard O'Brien stable. And it's not a race really to get too heavily involved in, but as I said, Face the Puck Out is the nominal choice.
Race number 3.
On to the 5.40, and there's going to be quite a bit of support, one would doubt, behind Whirling Dervish here, who hasn't run since May, but when he did sign off for his early summer break, he was in good form. He finished third in a very good race down in Navan beyond Southern France, who of course went on to run well at the at Royal Ascot. And with a yard in unstoppable form at the moment, Jessica Harrington, I mean, the horse is just absolutely like hitting the straps on all levels, then he's clearly an intriguing runner here. But at the same time, I've got quite a little bit of time for Arthurian Fame, who I tipped a nap last time out at Killarney, only to find that he bumped into a couple of very established handicappers, and particularly the third, the winner, Rienock, who went on to finish third beyond Riven Light next time out to Galway. So Joseph O'Brien's charge is obviously bumping into a useful type. And that was over a mile as well. It didn't really work out for him because he'd run over a mile and a quarter on his two previous starts. I thought he'd have the pace to contend over 2 furlongs shorter, but he just didn't. And I think Jarjev has come probably to the same conclusion as I have, that this colt by Camelot needs a step up in trip, not a step back down in trip. So he's over a mile and a half for the first time tonight. That should, to all intents and purposes, suit him. And at top price, 13-2 this morning, he looks a decent each way alternative to the favourite there in the third race.
Race 4.
On to the best race on the card then, the Hurry Harriet Stakes, a very prestigious contest here at this track. And having won it no fewer than four times in recent times, then Dermot Wells runners here have always got to be very much respected. So Bella Estrella very much comes under the microscope. Similarly, Aidan O'Brien has won it three times as well, including last year with Alluringly, and he's got a very strong representation. Curly's likely to be the favourite here, but it's that race at, over course and distance that Curly won early on in the season, which brings my attention to arguably the value of picking the race, Step Forward Part Blue. Now, on that occasion, Curly was drawn 5, Part Blue drawn 14, and I thought Jim Bolger's filly did really well to get within 2 lengths of the winner. There were 10 lengths clear of the rest and a good time figure, and Part Blue has subsequently gone on to bolt up next time out at the Curra when dropping back in trip and herself scoring and posting a very big speed figure. Now, the difference in their prices here tonight, at time of recording, was 4-1, Curly, and Part Bloom was 16-1. That really didn't make any sense to me, considering I didn't think there was a great deal between them. Although not seemingly that well drawn tonight, Part Bloom, what you often find here is at Gowran, once the meeting gets underway and the light of the track begins to establish itself, they often come down the middle of the track or towards the near side rail when it gets churned up on the inside. So stall 13 actually might not be a bad draw for this filly by Galileo. And I think she's improving at a rapid rate of knots. She's certainly better than the 86 rating anyway. I wouldn't pay any attention to that. And that's probably the reason why she's been chalked up at 16-1 rather than probably round about half the odds, which I estimate her chances of being. So Part Blowing, I think will go very, very well despite the big price there in the 6-10.
Race 5.
On to the 640, and whatever happens to Dermot Wells' horse in the previous race, I don't think Espoir de Soleil here has got a big chance of dropping quite severely in grade here following a decent effort last time out at Leopardstown in a 0-101 behind Lucius Tiberius in a very good time figure race. That Nasrallah handicap has worked out well subsequently. And I do like the way that this filly kept on in the latter stages, having got outpaced turning for home. She's racing over a track which should, to all intents and purposes, really play into her strengths. And her overall profile and form certainly suggests that she's going to have a go very close to winning here tonight. Another horse that runs a track particularly well is Check Your Pockets, who was a good winner here the last day, having bombed out the time before at Roscommon. She just didn't fire that night, but she was back on song last time out, and I do quite like that filly, but she might have it on her hands here to beat this Espoir de Soleil, and Dermot Wells filly is the choice there in the 640.
Race number 6.
On to the 7-10, not really that many that step forward here and offer up too much enthusiasm, other than probably Royal Admiral, who should really go very close to winning this race if he runs anywhere near the level that he did at Tipperary the other day. That was over 7.5 furlongs. And the way he finished off his race from a mile back turning for home suggests that a step up in trip will definitely suit. Now, the fact that he was sent off 9-2 favourite on his first start in handicap company suggested to me anyway, and the way he ran indeed, that a mark of 60 is very much a workable perch for this 4-year-old trained by Adair McGuinness, whose horses are in good form. He's got a middle draw, which means that Robbie Downey can decide which way he goes turning into the straight. Despite his fairly short price in the market, he's got fairly persuasive claims, and I think that Royal Admiral will probably take quite a bit of beating there in the 7-10.
Race 7.
Right now, on to the 7-14. Probably one of the most intriguing runners on the card runs here in the shape of Enzani, who was given an eye-poppingly sympathetic ride last time out down at Nace, ridden by apprentice Jack Warman. He also caught the eye on his first start at Sligo when he wasn't ridden to best advantage. Now, they've swapped over the jockeys tonight. They've put a more experienced apprentice on in this similar race with Gary Halpin on board. And he's been all the rage in the market this morning, which isn't a great surprise. But at 7-4 at time of recording, he probably doesn't make that much of an appeal, given that he hasn't got that much wiggle room. And I'm going to go with Akari here, who runs this track particularly well. His only career victory came here back in May, and he followed that up subsequently with a very good run here behind New Life the other night, coming from a long, long way back to finish a never near a second. Now, he's obviously a little bit of a hostage to fortune, given the way he likes to be ridden, but you know, around about 6-1 this morning, you have got at least half an opportunity of backing him each way and getting him in the first four at the very least. So Akari, each way, 6-1 top price is the pick there in the penultimate.
And the final race.
On to the final contest then, extending mile one maiden, in which Dermot Weld's Dabier looks to take all the beating here off the back of a very eye-catching run first time out at the Galway Festival. First of all, this horse was very strongly fancied in the market, given that Dermot Weld didn't have a particularly strong meeting. I think that's quite significant. And he ran accordingly as well when keeping on very well in the latter stages to be never near a second behind Burning Question, who got first run on him. That horse had plenty of experience going into that race. And as it turned out, most of the races over 7 furlongs and a mile at Galway were dominated by horses who raced from the front. Tricky draw on paper anyway, but as I said in an earlier piece, I do think the wider you are later on in the card, the better your chances, because they often swing wide into the home straight and come up the near side rail. So that actually might end up being a good draw and a bad one. And similar comments apply to First Response as well, who's drawn 16-16, but he also caught the eye first time out in a much better race than this on debut behind several useful types, including the winner 3 4, who's very much a group class horse. So it looks to dominate those two in the betting, but Dabier, I thought, definitely would improve for the step-up in trip. He's got that tonight, and hopefully he'll go very close in that 8-10. Thanks very much, Sam, for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. As ever, I'm signing off tonight, but I'll be back tomorrow at Leopardstown to cover their 7-race programme, beginning at 5:15. So until then, it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.